Ronan Keating on Siren 107.3 FM, the Midweek Drive, with Joy Knight, of course, Alison Moore and Zach Eggemeyer from the University of Montana. And as we move ahead, after Michelle Monroe doing a wonderful piece of another classic Matt Monroe music there, we now feature a young lady who has worked with us on our sister service, Southside Broadcasting. She's an ace individual. She's qualified as both a lawyer and a notary public, completed her degree in European commercial law at Sussex University in 1997, is a partner with Thomas Egger, and is just generally perfect person, not only regular on BBC Radio 4's Money Box live programme. Whom are we referring to, Joy?
Nicola Plant?
There is only one Nicola Plant. How are you, Nicola? All right?
I'm very well. All the better for being called young. Thank you very much. I'm going to focus on that bit.
It's all working through that whole thing. Now, Nicola, I often get this sense when we've spoken that there's this almost Ally McBeal-esque tendency to sort of work in private practice and law and lines from that point of view. Is Thomas Egger like that?
No, not at all. Oh. Well, I mean, we have our laughs. It's a very, very friendly firm, I have to say. You know, we're serious when we need to be, but I think the nice thing is that I really enjoy the people that I work with.
Yeah. Absolutely vital. Zach, we've talked about this beforehand in terms of the litigation prevalent within the United States, and sometimes you think, well, I mean, was it Montana a particularly litigious state?
Yeah, you see quite a few lawsuits there.
I'm just still thinking about internationalising Nicola Plant's profile here. But any questions you want to put to Nicola at the stage?
Actually, I'm a little more concerned about your contribution to Moneybox. You know, I have a little bit of money, not a whole lot, being a college student. You know, what do you suggest for someone who's about to graduate and start looking either to graduate school or working?
Well, ultimately, it's an investment in your future.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I left law school, because I had to fund my way all the way through, and I had been a mature student, and when I finally qualified, I had debts of $25,000, and I didn't actually pay them off, I think, until the year before I became a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just have to take a deep breath. I mean, I really feel for students these days with tuition fees as well, and, and that may well have been the straw that broke the camel's back for me, but ultimately, it's an investment in your future, and I think choose a serious degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I chose law, and hopefully it will see you through.
Excellent.
Yes, I'm interested, obviously, in that notion of choose a serious degree. I can sense there could be a controversy.
Yes, I realise that is a bit controversial.
Yeah, my heart dropped a bit when you said that.
Oh, sorry, what's your degree in?
American Studies.
Okay, well, one of my options, I nearly, instead of doing European commercial law, I nearly did American Studies. I was going to do law with American Studies.
Oh, excellent.
So there
excellent.
We are. Yeah. And of course, as we said last week, Nicola, Zach is in the unique position of actually doing a year over here, an American, doing American Studies in a British university.
Yes, that's right. It's a great idea. I mean, that's nearly what I did, because if I'd have done the 4-year law degree with American Studies, I would have done a year in America.
Excellent.
Because
yeah.
I had children as well, so...
Now, Alison, in a similar way, you also joined us at a different time in your life and various other bits and pieces. Any questions from yourself?
Well, I was a very late student. What I was wondering was that this business about Moneybox Live... It must be very...
Well, it's better than Moneybox Dead, isn't it? or Moneybox feeling slightly ill.
Yeah. Kind of. I've got a heckler here. It must be very difficult sometimes when people sort of put you on the spot then for an answer to their financial woes or their legal woes. How difficult is it to respond to people's questions on the radio like that?
I think there are probably two elements in answering that question. Firstly, the BBC, they're very good at the panellists that they choose. So when they're putting a programme together, they have panellists for each different area. So I'm actually only on about twice a year when they do probate or wills, and they normally do wills during will week, which is a sort of solicitor's promotion on wills.
Right.
So that is my specialist area, those areas. And so it's
twice a year is not enough, Nicola. Twice a year is not enough. You should be on a weekly basis on a standard
line. I don't think
line.
I could stand the pressure and do my job and everything. But no, so when they do matrimonial law, Your family law, then they actually use another of my partners for that. And, you know, so they've been very sensible in the way that they've chosen their panelists. And, of course, it means that the panelists are in the thick of it. They are actually doing the job.
Right.
Whereas if I was full-time, I wouldn't be able to sort of keep my clients happy as well. So generally, the questions that come up are going to be within the range of your knowledge and expertise. The second answer to that question, and I'll let you into a little secret, and I hope Moneybox will forgive me, is that as the callers come in, we have a screen in front of us, and we can see a little summary of what calls are coming up. So while you're answering one, you're already looking and you're reading.
Yes.
I mean, it's a very, very intense half hour.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, I mean, normally when I see a client, I just see that client for an hour and a half, and we literally just focus on their issues. And doing something like Moneybox is a bit like sitting at your desk and sort of 25 clients coming in one after the other and just rattling off questions at you. And so it feels like you've done a full day's work. But
yes.
We always meet an hour to an hour and a half before, and we talk about if there's been any calls that have come in already or emails, then we talk about them as a group. And
right.
That actually helps us help each other, because sometimes, you know, we can chat over an issue and someone will have an answer, and then Paul Lewis, you know, will go to them for that answer. So there is some planning in it as well. There's some method to the madness.
Yes. I'm sure the BBC will let you off for saying, you know, that you have a screen. I don't think they'll mind.
And if they
much.
Don't, Nicola, there's always a place for you on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank
so
you.
Well.
I'm always delighted to be invited on.
Exactly. I just have this notion there of kind of a legal team giving each other a group hug to say, it's all right, we'll get through this, we'll go with the whole thing.
Did actually hug my secretary this week. We did a lovely thing. We're winding up a charity at the moment, a very, very old charity, and we're distributing it to two other local charities to do some really good stuff. One's an elderly charity, and one is a charity for victims, women of you know, violent abuse.
Right.
And it was a lovely moment to be able to tell these charities that, yes, they can build the buildings they want. And, you know, so that was, yes. So we do hug each other occasionally. I call my secretary, it's called Susan, and she's marvellous. I call her my wife at work.
Well, there we are. Fantastic.
Perhaps you should have her on as well.
I think, obviously, it was paving the way already. Joy.
Well, that was interesting, because obviously you're doing this radio show, Nicola, but obviously people get the advice for free, don't they? Whereas if they actually had to come along, they would have to pay a lot of money for it. Do you think it's...
Always think you're a pennies, aren't you, Joy?
do you think people are more likely, you know, obviously in the current economic crisis, to sort of think, oh, I'll just ring up the radio for... You know, do you think you're doing yourself out of... potential business?
Not at all, because the level of advice that you can actually give an individual when you've got you know, probably less than 30 seconds to deal with their question, and then you've got the producer or Paul, you know, sort of reeling his hand saying, wind it, I've got to move on to the next one. So in reality, the advice that you give is very, very generic, and really what you're trying to do is say to that individual, if they need more advice, to go and seek specialist advice from a solicitor. Sometimes you can say to them, hey, don't worry about it. Actually, that's not a problem, so don't worry. And I wouldn't... I mean, normally when a client rings me up and they'll ask me a general question, I'll always give a new client or an existing client, you know, 10 or 15 minutes to work out if there's an issue. There's no point. These days, with compliance and money laundering and the forms we have to complete to open a file, it's not worth me doing it if there isn't a problem. You know, it's going to take a few hours of time.
It's extraordinary that even the legal profession is affected by bureaucracy to such an extent, really.
Hugely. And it's interesting, Zach's comment about, or your comment to Zach about litigation and being a litigious society. I mean, you know, we're subject to all that as well, because I'm a non-contentious lawyer. You know, the aim is that I sort people's problems out so they don't become litigious. And, you know, we have all sorts of checklists and file reviews that we have to go through for our insurers every year.
Zach, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm going to tune in though to Moneybox this week and check it out.
Oh, I'm not on this week.
Oh, no.
It's sort of
set
the scene.
You can,
of course, download some of Nicola's previous interviews on via podcast, and indeed this will be up as well, so you can play the whole thing back in all sorts of ways. And just to remind folk, Nicola, your principal areas of practice: wills, inheritance, tax planning and trusts, capital tax planning, probate, of course, affairs of the elderly, court of protection, charities and private charitable foundation, as well as business protection planning for owner-managed businesses. Quite a routine there. I'm also interested.
Quite that is, isn't it?
I haven't even mentioned international transactions requiring a notary public.
Well, that's my... Yes, I mean, in essence, as a solicitor, although it sounds like a lot of different things, most of it involves tax and trusts of one form. That's why it's all grouped together. The notary public side is a separate qualification, which took me another 3 years after I qualified as a solicitor. Yes, and that's an interview all of its own.
Mm. I'm just intrigued, when you have these challenges come up on the screen and you have these questions, has there ever been a time when you thought, you must be joking, I can't possibly deal with that, or this is ridiculous, what's going on here?
I think that's where, because there's three panel members, generally one of us will have a view. Mm. And because it's within our area of specialisation, touch wood, it's not happened yet.
No.
So if it does, I'll let you know.
It's positive stuff on that side of things. Yeah. Nicola, it's been fabulous just touching base with a range of things, just a nice general interview, sort of setting the scene, really, because I know couple we've done have been a bit more specific, and I wanted to just expand on that. And I think, Joy, you're doing this so well.
Oh,
I'm going to
fluff it now, though, aren't
I? Well, it's the last two crucial questions, so away you go.
Nicola, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
Oh, it's been delightful, and I'm in the middle of cooking tea.
I know, you see, this is multitasking. You know, there are men who've actually connected with... I mean, Timothy West, for instance, a good example. Scheduled for next week, can't do it because he's in a play at the same time.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
What can you say?
So
that's just lack of commitment.
You're telling
my head has just arrived as well.
You see, there we are, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
tell him, Alex.
But conceivably, he's sending...
Tell him about Nicola.
He's sending Prunella Scales, his wife, to do it.
Oh, okay.
See how things go.
Mm.
Anyway.
Nicola, will you join us again in the near future?
I would love to.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
We salute you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.